Nolte, CNN moves to axe Don Lemon with nothing burger hit piece planted at Variety. By John Nolte on April 5, 2023. In an obvious move to get rid of failed morning anchor Don Lemon, CNN planted a hit piece with far-left Variety. Based on Variety's headline and resulting social media storm, you get the impression that this story is the kill shot that will end Lemon's CNN career. And it might very well be that kill shot. But it's still a big, fat nothing burger that doesn't live up to the headline. I would break the article down this way: it's one-third stuff we already knew, one-third speculation, and one-third people pretending to be offended over absolutely nothing. Here's the Variety's anti-science headline: Don Lemon's misogyny at CNN, exposed. Malicious texts, mocking female co-workers and diva-like behavior. To begin with, the malicious texts are only speculated to have come from Lemon. Moreover, the alleged incident happened all the way back in 2008. The whole episode is framed under the assumption Lemon disliked his then-co-host Kira Phillips only because she's a woman. There's no proof of that. Then we're told he sent her a cryptic text that read, "Now you've crossed the line, and you're going to pay for it." Variety claims the text was traced back to Lemon but offers no proof. Even so, we're not told the context of the text. Lemon denies this happened, and CNN told Variety it cannot corroborate the alleged events from 15 years ago. Lemon is also accused of being Gasp a name dropper. Example, a handwritten note from Stedman Graham that he had taped on his computer. The horror. The horror. Lemon is accused of, man alive, how absurd is this? Some were unnerved by his talk of his previous lawsuits, believing it signaled that he was litigious. He frequently let drop that he successfully sued Tower Records as well as the Chicago PD for racial profiling and didn't need to worry about money thanks to the settlements. Unnerved? I read this as further proof journalists are babies. Lemon is accused of dating a 22-year-old subordinate when he was 41. Dating a junior employee was frowned upon at the time. Frowned upon is not against the rules, and there is no allegation that the relationship interfered with work. Lemon is accused of mocking then-headline news star Nancy Grace, which his colleagues found shocking. This happened before the text thing, so we're talking more than 15 years ago. Lemon is accused of suggesting Soledad O'Brien isn't really black during a staff call, 15 years ago. A CNN spokesperson told Variety, "Don, Soledad and others have in the past correctly referred to her Afro-Cuban heritage as it is a unique part of her personal story." But Don denies making any related remark in a derogatory way. Here are the examples of Lemon's diva-like behavior. "When he wasn't shocking his cohorts, he was annoying them with diva-like behavior," says one, "like skipping editorial calls, showing up late to the newsroom or just generally exhibiting disengaged behavior." In 2009, CNN was allowed to send one journalist into the Staples Center to cover the Michael Jackson memorial. Lemon was the choice, while Anderson Cooper and O'Brien anchored outside. Sources remember Lemon complaining on social media that Cooper got more airtime. Then someone complains because Lemon once told black kids to pull up their pants. Apparently, giving good advice violates CNN policies. Then someone complains because Lemon's neglecting important stories affecting the black community. Then old scandals are dredged up, like the time he told the Bill Cosby rape accuser that she could have stopped an attack by biting the comedian's penis. That was 9 years ago. The only legitimate complaint comes from 2021 when Lemon was caught warning, via text, convicted race hoaxer Jussie Smollett that the police didn't believe his story about being attacked by Trump supporters. But that sin pales compared to CNN's serial liar Jake Tapper getting caught interfering in a consequential congressional election and then lying about it. Here's what this is all about. CNN wants to fire Lemon, but they can't fire him for being what he is: an unprofessional, dishonest, left-wing, basement-rated failure. You see, if CNN fires Lemon for that, CNN will have to fire everyone for that. So, CNN is instead smearing him as a misogynist, making his firing acceptable to the handful of far-leftists who still watch KNLL. Lemon may very well be a woman-hater. But nothing in this shameless and transparent hit piece proves anything other than what we already knew. CNN is a fiery garbage pile of fake news, awful human beings, and lies. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.